Last week, the Senate approved a nearly $9.2 billion spending plan. That's about $175 million less than requested by Governor Jan Brewer. One big issue is the governor wants a lot more money for the new Division of Child Safety, including $21.5 million for new caseworkers and staff. Brewer wants to avoid last year's fiasco, where it was found that 6,500 child abuse complaints went uninvestigated. And that's on top of a backlog of 10,000 cases that are listed as inactive because they have not been acted on in more than 2 months. Child welfare aside, some House Republicans say the Senate-approved plan ignores other priorities. For example, Representative Heather Carter complained of the lack of funding for emergency dental care for Medicaid recipients.
It's $2.1 million. It is money well spent because people present at the emergency room with emergency dental situations, and it actually costs the state more than if we would just restore the services.
It became apparent about 9 p.m. Monday that House Speaker Andy Tobin did not have the votes for the plan. So he shut down the debate and went behind closed doors with Carter and other Republican holdouts to see if he can cobble together the necessary 31 votes out of the 36-member GOP caucus. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.